No, it isn't slowly being privatised. Our philosophy is to believe in an NHS free at the point of use. But I was just chatting to Gordon there, just checking up something with him. This is something Janet probably won't realise since she only decided to become a candidate 2 weeks ago. Stephen may not know this either. But it was just 4 years ago that the Grimsby Telegraph and the Scunthorpe Telegraph had plastered all over their front covers the threat to one of our hospitals, either Grimsby or Scunthorpe, was going to be downgraded because of the cuts in funding from central government. That was a very real fear in this community. Now, one of the first things I did on being elected, along with Austin, Elliot Morley and Ian Causey, is we campaigned vigorously, and the many thousands of people in this community signed the petition against downgrading the hospitals, and we got a promise from the government that neither hospital would be downgraded. Now, if we're coming along from there, our health authority now gets £100 million extra. I admit it didn't go in at the beginning, because when we opened the books after being elected, we were spending more on the national debt than we were on every school and hospital in Britain. It took us a good 2 years to sort that out. Now the health authority is getting £100 million extra. But I'd say to anybody who wants the NHS to be there for them, to be very, very afraid of the Conservatives. Because Phil Hammond, one of their spokespeople, he was the one who said that the NHS should only be there to deal with serious life-threatening conditions, and people would have to look at their private health care to provide for those things that the NHS might ask you to wait a little bit longer for. Anne Widdecombe, she said that private healthcare should provide for the bulk of treatment, and the NHS will be left there, and this is the exact word she used, will be left there for the dispossessed. So all of you, I'm sorry, according to Anne Widdecombe, you are dispossessed, I'm dispossessed, Gordon's dispossessed. Well, if that's the attitude of the Tories, I would say be very, very afraid. Don't vote Tory, because that is the Trojan horse that Liam Fox talks about. He says the people out there don't realise what we are going to do. But I know what they're going to do, and I'm telling people what they're going to do, and people are very afraid about what the Tories are going to do.